Good morning. My name is Ken Joelli. I'm with the University of Florida, St. Lucie County Extension, and I'm the Natural Resources Extension Agent. I do some Master Gardener training, but I spend most of my time working with Master Naturalists, and I dabble in sea turtles and all sorts of other fun things like that. I've been working with this butterfly called the Florida Atala butterfly. It was thought to have been extinct from about 1837 to 1959, and then it was rediscovered. And this beautiful hair-streaked butterfly can now be found in coastal southeast Florida, the Bahamas, and parts of Cuba. And it's got a very unique life cycle. And I think I had at the beginning, see, I have a little question mark right there. The Florida Atala butterfly back from the brink. Because is it really? And as I go through the presentation, you're going to see that this butterfly is so specialized that it's almost screaming for extinction, to be honest with you. But it's so beautiful, I'm glad it's still with us. The Florida Natural Areas Inventory has listed the butterfly as S2, either very rare or local in Florida, or found locally in restricted range and vulnerable to extinction. It has a single host plant. There is a cycad, a native Florida cycad, the only native Florida cycad, called Zamia integrifolia, and that is commonly called the Kunti plant. There are other introduced cycads in Florida that will also serve as a host plant, but the Atala butterfly prefers Kunti. It is an ornamental plant. It's fairly expensive. When I was pricing it out, it runs about $25 to $45 per plant. And the early settlers over-harvested out of the wild, and they were able to harvest the root starch. By the way, the plant is very toxic. So it has a toxin in it called cycasin, which is water-soluble. So what they were able to do is harvest the root. They pounded it, and as they pounded it, they would pour water over it, and that would flush the cycasin toxin out. The caterpillars, when they're eating the leaves of this plant, they will actually take the toxin in and themselves become toxic. I term this an ephemeral population in St. Lucie County. And ephemeral basically means they're here today and gone tomorrow. And that's pretty much the way it works. You see where the little dot is? I'm located in Fort Pierce, which is in coastal South Florida. The Atala butterflies are located exactly where that little pin drop is. They're not found anywhere else that I've been able to find in my county. And I can even narrow it down more. You see where the little pin drop is at the top there? They're found on a single cluster of plants near the guard shack at the entrance to the Fort Pierce Inlet State Recreation Area. And I didn't put a second pin drop in, but there's a patch of green grass down at the bottom. They're also found there, living solely on these Kunti plants. And we could have Kunti growing in the neighborhoods around the state park, but what ends up happening is they use intensive insecticide, and as soon as they start seeing the Kunti plant getting eaten up, the landscapers get out there and they spray BT on it. So we have had some people sneak out in the middle of the night, you know, not really, but they get out there and they will take those the butterfly caterpillars off and bring them to the state park. So this is what the life cycle looks like. The toxin gets into the butterfly's life cycle and stays with it in the caterpillar stage. So its consumptive feeding is about 10 to 11 days. It will consume the Kunti plant, and it eats it bare. All the leaves are eaten right down to the root. And then they will pupate and then emerge as the adult butterfly, and the adult butterfly lays the eggs. The eggs themselves are still toxic. This is what the caterpillar looks like. This is screaming danger poison. We should know that except for the birds, insects that have red and yellow are flashing danger poison. It will eat the Kunti leaves, get the poison in it, and pretty much nothing will bother those caterpillars. They have an interesting way of congregating. So when they're going into their chrysalis, they will aggregate usually on one or two branches of the Kunti, their host plant, and then they will kind of bunch together, and they have found that it will actually put off a sound. One of them will create a sound in the chrysalis, which they believe probably, they're not sure, but they think that sound synchronizes all the other butterflies that are in the chrysalis, so they all kind of come out at the same time. So you could actually time this emergence. If you can get the caterpillar when you see them going into that chrysalis, you know that in about 12 days or so, in about 2 weeks, you're going to have the chrysalis on the adult emerging out of the chrysalis. So it has this aggregation effect, and then this is what the Itala butterfly looks like. This is an adult male, and the more I learn about this butterfly, the more I fall in love with this butterfly. Not only does it need to have the kunti plant, but the male butterflies prefer having a large leaf plant nearby. And on this particular situation, there was a sea grape plant, which has a very large round leaf and is very flat. And what the male will do is he will perch up on the sea grape leaf, and he will extend his anal pencil hairs. He gets his abdomen going forward, and you can see right here what he's doing is he's extending his anal pencil hairs, and then he flaps his wings, and what ends up happening is the pheromones go floating in the air, and then you've got the male adult perching on the flat leaves above the kunti plants, and the females are all just kind of congregating around, and the male is having a very energetic few days there reproducing. So as he's doing this, he's attracting quite a few females in with the courting behavior. Now, I thought I had communicated this pretty well to the staff at the Fort Pierce Inlet State Park, and they understood the relationship between the kunti plants and the relationship with the Itala butterflies. So that was down pat. What they didn't really take in was the need to have that flat leaf large plant there for the male to have that mating ritual. So this season coming, you know, that we're just now getting into, I went out about a month ago to do some scouting, and I had noticed that they had cut a lot of my coral bean plants, which were the plants that were very close to the kunti near the guard shack. They had cut them down that morning, and they were all laying there. So I just kind of said, no, you guys got part of the message. So what we've been doing is we've been holding field days, and when I get back to Fort Pierce, probably the beginning of August, I'll probably end up having a field day, and we've done this for the last couple of years in a row. People with the Native Plant Society, master gardeners, master naturalists, they'll come out by the dozens, and we'll have a lot of butterfly enthusiasts out there, everybody with cameras having a really good time, and 95 degree, 90% humidity, generally elderly people having a really good time in this heat looking for these butterflies. It's amazing we can spend hours out there doing this. So basically, to give a summary, the Florida State Park Management supports the conservation and protection of this butterfly. Now, it's ephemeral where I live, and we have not found it on the mainland. It's only found, I would say, probably within 1,000 feet of the beach dune. When you start getting down more towards Palm Beach, Boca Raton, we have seen them on the mainland, and we have seen them a little bit further inland. So I think what's going on there, I think they're hugging a climate zone. And I also have some theories maybe salt spray is needed for part of their life cycle. But so it's very thin along the coast of Florida, but as they get down towards Palm Beach, Boca, they do get more inland. The kunti plants can be planted on the mainland of Fort Pierce, but I'm always telling people I'm not aware of any Italas there. So I've got kunti plants at the extension office. I'm 8 miles from the beach. We don't have any Itala butterflies. I was really excited because about 2 weeks ago, I saw what I thought was an Itala butterfly on the outside wall, right outside my office door. I went outside, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I've been preaching about how, you know, we can't raise these inland. It turned out to be a purple hair streak, which was a closely related plant butterfly, and they rely on a totally different life cycle. So the state park has agreed to do some signage and displays, and I am encouraging them to leave the large leaf plants nearby, and if they want to do any planting on some of the other beaches nearby, to kind of consider this whole relationship. So with that being said, Itala butterflies, back from the brink, question mark, really when you think about it, all it would take would be one landscaping decision by the state park to go ahead and replace those plants with something else, and that population is no longer ephemeral, it's gone. So they really are in kind of dire straits. So with that, I am all done with my presentation. I love this butterfly. It's beautiful. Are there any questions? In the back, sir. Well, what ends up happening is they will completely eat those kunti bare. I mean, there's nothing left for them to eat. And we'll have a couple of them survive through the wintertime. So when you consider the winter in my area gets to be about maybe 70 degrees, 75 degrees, they will survive, so it's not exactly as if they're freezing. And then when the Kunti plant starts sprouting back in spring, their leaves are still floppy. They're not really sturdy. I didn't actually see them starting to come back until June this year. We will probably get maybe three generations before, I would say probably September, October, they start to die back. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Yeah. And in fact, I had a presentation at the Manatee Observation Education Center. And by the way, I packed the room in that. There were so many people into this butterfly, I literally had to stand on a ladder to see everybody that was jammed into the room so they can see who was speaking. What I had heard is people were planting these Kunti plants. They got part of the message about Atala butterflies. They were planting those expensive Kunti plants inland, about 10 miles inland. They had taken some Atala butterfly caterpillars and put them there, and they wanted to know why they never saw them again. And I suspect it's because it's that climate zone, or maybe the need for salt spray. We're really dealing with maybe 1,000 feet from the ocean. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Not that I can think of. Really, for a plant, you don't really want it to be eaten bare, so it has to take energy to create new leaves, and it's literally eaten bare. When the landscapers see these plants, these expensive plants, they might be dealing with a few thousand dollars worth of plants in their landscape that are eaten up. They have no problem going out there and using the BT. Gloria Stefan, she owns a hotel right on the beach. They had a tail of butterfly caterpillars in the landscape in the parking lot. And as soon as I could, I got in touch with them. I let them know, please leave them alone. They left them. So there are people who are trying to be good stewards of this. What I would like to do is maybe have like an Atala watch where we can keep track of where they are. Yes.
I was wondering if you considered a
outreach campaign with the neighborhoods and
riverfront.
Yeah, we've tried with that. What ends up happening is when you're living along the beachfront, we have a large turnover of residents. And I do this with sea turtles also. Every year, we're having to re-educate the entire community. Homeowners associations will change hands. The boards will change hands. The residents, you know, a good percentage of them are all new. So it's a constant campaign to educate. So that's why we will put out press releases. We have public campaigns. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to know who they are. We've got like 1,000 landscape companies in St. Lucie County. I guess what I could do is drive around and look at the company trucks, see if I can see behind the walls, you know, and see.